Yup, it's your boy Samurai Blade.
It's your boy Ezra Black. Welcome, welcome, welcome
to LBA, Live by Action.
Live by action, people. Practice that every day. It's just like mindfulness.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. Let me actually start off with this. I cut back looking at YouTube tutorials.
You got to, bro. You get lost in those things, man.
Oh my God, bro.
You get lost.
Just starting this podcast, it took us like 20, 30 minutes.
Bruh.
It probably would have took us longer if I kept watching YouTube videos, so we just kept messing with it.
Yeah, man.
But that's not the topic of the day, actually. It's kind of related, but not. But
talk to me. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
We're talking about my little venture, my little moves I'm doing. So I made a decision where I'm not going to be dropping music on Spotify.
Why?
The reason why is because it don't make no sense.
Or dollars.
Yeah. You already.
Go ahead.
Why is because it's like I'm spreading my energy trying to, you know, do my own videos, do the graphics, do the marketing, do the social media. And I'm like spreading myself thin, and then I'm focused on song structure, coming up with a freestyle, coming up with the concept, SEO. Like, it's too much. And it's like, for who? Nobody's there. Because even I, as someone who do music, I'm not even bumping music as much or going out my way to spend the money on it. So let's be realistic with ourselves. And you know how much...
Let me ask you a question to cut you off. Do you think that's because you're an artist and that's why you're not consuming music as much because you're working on yours? Or do you feel like you're not only an artist, but you're also a consumer?
It's because... not even the artist thing. It's just I'm just occupied. Like, I don't even watch TV or sports like I used to because I'm trying to get it right now. You know, during these times, I have a lot of time in my hand and I'm like, yo, let me just take advantage and just focus on the goal. Like, even Netflix, I occasionally watch it, but I'm heavy on either podcasts, trying to learn something or trying to build something for myself.
That makes sense. But tell me though, like, why Spotify? What's the reason behind it?
Well, it's not just Spotify. It's just like, okay, so this is not a sponsorship. If y'all want to sponsor me, hey, that's nice.
Hey,
and I'm not talking about the people. I'm just saying in general, y'all want to sponsor us? Yo,
hey.
Blessings. I'm done really using my DistroKid because it don't make sense. Because yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, a thousandth or three thousandths of a penny, which is crazy to me, where I just should be letting people know who I am. I haven't gotten the opportunity to let people know who I am, where I'm just dropping music. It's like, yo, who are you? Like, there's only a few rare occasions that people F with you for the music. Example, her, The Weeknd, Frank Ocean. Those are rare situations where you heard the music before you fell in love with the music before you fell in love with the person.
SZA. I love you.
You know what I mean? Because SZA's personality, I'm just starting to hear her, you know, who she really is, listen to interviews. So she mad
She's
cool.
amazing, man.
Yeah, mad cool. But I liked her for her music first.
That's right.
We don't got that luxury now. So it's like, I'm not saying I got to be like a 6'9", but I feel like, yo, I need people to get to know me and what I stand and represent. Because my videos are creative, because I'm a creative person, but it's like, y'all don't even know me. So instead of spending my energy on Spotify and all this other stuff, is just like, I gotta, or I should say other platforms, since our podcast is gonna be on other platforms. Instead of me just focusing on these other platforms, I should just be focusing on the consistency and coming up with creative ideas, connecting with a fan base. I'm trying to focus on just pulling one subscriber at a time and putting them in my pocket versus, oh, I need 10,000 or 100,000 and I can only connect to only 10%. That's my primary focus right now.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is what you're saying, but do correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're trying to take a different route rather than just like, hey, man, go bump my music. Go buy my music. This and that. It's like, no, I want you, rather before you fall in love with the music, I want you to fall in love with me first. I want you to get to know me. So in a sense, it's kind of like, I want to build a relationship with you.
Yeah, 100. You get me? I'm doing a long game.
Exactly. It's good. Yeah, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Cool. And I just want to plug this in real quick.
Go.
Because, like, you... Even if you were getting paid, you know, obviously the art, it always means more. But to get a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny, imagine you go to work and somebody says, hey, You don't get paid a penny today, but you know you're not gonna get the whole penny. You gonna get a percentage of that one penny. You be like, what? What do you mean? Or even better, imagine this. Imagine however much you make every 2 weeks or every week, however, you know, your paycheck fluctuates. Imagine instead of getting paid what you get paid, they said, hey, you get a percentage of it.
That's going to discourage you.
It's going to discourage you. You feel me? And it's like, I'd much rather, make music I love, right? Be myself and have supporters that fucks with me and I fucks with them too. Like, they love me and I love them too. Where it's like, it's not just about the music. So now that I'm growing, what I'm going to do is when I'm growing, I'm going to provide opportunities. You know, for who? Not for the next artist, obviously, because that's the cliche thing to do anyways.
Right.
But for my fans.
Right.
Because guess what? I'm a fan who does music. Because yeah. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So that's how I see it. Because there's people out there who are truly talented. But it's like, just in the realm that we're living in, people act like, yo, there's not money in the air. Everybody can't eat. Like, they feel like, no, they need to be the bottom tier. Nobody. You can't be up here eating with us. It don't make sense.
Here's my question, though.
What's cracking?
As much as they say, yo, there's so much music getting dropped, but is it easier to find a new music? But before you even say anything, mm-hmm. peep where I'm going with this. So I did an experiment. I said, yo, let me look up new music, new rap, new whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the same people pop up. How do you say there's an abundance of music and it's like it's oversaturated when the oversaturation is the 1%? Bruh, I was trying to look up how to fix something on Logic. Future came. I'm like, yo, I need to figure out how to fix Logic Pro X. I got issues. Like, why Future in my feed? And I'm Googling this. Like, that don't make no sense. So it's just like, as much as we do the whole, you know, as independent artists, like the whole SEO, search engine optimization mm-hmm. thing, it's like, is it really being optimized if I feel like it's being bought out by bigger people who control the search engine? Like, I don't want to be no YouTuber goofy ass nigga where I'm like, oh my God, hey, I'm doing a reaction. I don't want to do reaction, yo. I just want to speak my truth and just talk to y'all and be like, yo, if you mess with me, you mess with me and help me grow, because there's a lot of things a lot of people don't know about me. And it's just like, I don't want to get to the point where, yo, I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this no more. And I ain't even, and I just started.
That's a sick feeling, bro.
Hmm.
To love something, to be like, I don't want to do this anymore because of just how much mm-hmm. bullshit
mm-hmm.
you got to deal with. And it's not even with the music. It's with the people. It's with the platform.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, give me an opportunity to fail. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me, you blocking my shot before I shot it.
Bro, it's like you see a kid being creative. You like, stop doing Asian paint like that. Why are you painting outside of the mm-hmm. out of the line? So what? So what?
So let me ask you this. Let me get straight to what do you suggest for people like us who
know your power.
But how? People say that. You can tell me that.
I know, but here's the thing. Mm. That's the thing, right? It's like this. I'm thirsty. I need to. I'm thirsty. I don't know what's going on. This and that. And I say, go to the lake. You're not telling me anything. Go to the lake. What? Go to the lake. Now, I know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there's people who'll be like, you'll be like, yo, how'd you get to where you got? Hard work. Okay, what'd you do? I work hard. Okay, what was the hard work that you did? Hard. Bro, what the wait, like give me the bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I did A, I did B, I did C, I did D. Give me the failures. Yo, I even did that and I failed. Cause guess what? I'm gonna be like, oh, you might have failed that way, but I could succeed there. So you were blogging and it wasn't working for you? Hold on, let me go look up your vlogs. Oh wow, I see why it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of da da da. It's kind of like what you were talking about before. Now I want you to take over because you know way more about it than I do. Where it's like certain keywords that you search will change how somebody view your music or view mm-hmm. something. You feel what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. and it could just be one word. Mm-hmm. You know, you put the amazing rapper, and then it's like, oh, maybe four people might look at it. Mm. Mm-hmm. But you put the amazing rapper, but ooh, who are these rappers? It's mm-hmm. more, just because you put it wasn't even a new word; it's just an S. Yeah. And then more people were like fluctuate to it. More people were like, yo, what is this? More people were like, fluctuate's a word.
Flock.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. More people flock to it. It's mm-hmm. like, yo, that's crazy. You get what I'm saying? So what I was trying to say when I say know your power is because and I'll explain it even in greater detail. Know your power, and I feel like if you really sit down and you think about what those words mean, think about how many people's life you influence every day. Mm-hmm. Right? For example, let's just say at your job there's like 30 people, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like, damn, if I get fired, it's nothing. Or if I leave right now, it's nothing.
Yeah, nobody's gonna
remember me in that, mm-hmm. right? But guess what? You still hold power. Because guess what? You still gotta be replaced. If you had no worth, why do you need to be replaced?
That reminds me of the call center job you used to work at.
Boom.
At LBX.
Yep.
Like every time you wasn't there, everybody's like, bro, it's gonna be a lame day.
It's gonna be a lame day. You too, bro. Yeah. Every time they didn't see you, yeah. or they didn't see me, oh, only
we
both.
Make it fun to be at that job.
Bro, and remember when we both quit, people were like sick, like, oh, bro, come on, don't leave, bro.
I feel like it had a domino effect because more people start quitting because it's
of
just
course,
like,
bro. So what I'm saying is, I don't care what anybody tell you, you have power and you have value because guess what? Mm-hmm. It's out of the 30 employees, right? Let's say 15 of them are your best friends. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, we ain't got to be treated like this. We bouncing. We're going to start our own thing. You don't think that business is going to be hurting? Yeah, of course it could replace you. But guess what? That's the power that you hold. You were able to do that. Mm-hmm. That's why they should have unions.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. a reason why there's not that much union anymore. It's because guess what? The businesses started noticing, yo, these they got power, bro. Like mm-hmm. they could hurt us. Like they could stop.
But you know what somebody's going to say, right? Mm. Hey, Eris, it's easier said than done. But at the same time, it is, easier. Yeah. But it is easy though. But all right, peep. Because it wasn't until I'm one of them dudes who's a habitual tutorial watcher.
Indeed.
Heavy. I'm talking about my shift at my job, I'm 8 hours in. That's no facts. Lie.
He got tutorial like tied on his back.
Yeah, bro. Like I could teach a course. Like I swear I could teach a course. But the thing is, I was like, man, nah, this ain't enough information. Like, I'll give you an example. I watched 20 tutorials on how to cut bread. Like, this is an exaggeration example, but it's like, yo, you already knew how to do it the first two times. But I'm like, nah, wait, there's another version. Wait, how to cut bread.
I need to know the perfect slice.
Right? I'm like, bruh, it wasn't until I sliced bread. This is an analogy, obviously. I got it. I figured out my own style. So it's sick. Because it's like an obsession where it's like, yo, I'm looking at, yo, how to do logic, yo, how to do SEO. I'm trying to, like, right now I'm at a point I'm trying to grow my YouTube page. It's probably like 2 months into it, and I got a videography background, graphics design, so like I could pump out a video almost every day if I really wanted to, but I'm not. And I'm just like, man, yo, how do I get more views? How do I get more views? The universal YouTube answer that everybody asks, how do I get more views? I've watched more how do I get more views or how much did I make in like 1 year than I did in videos. Like, instead of me just like, yo, I know they say, yo, be consistent. It gets annoying. But guess what? It's facts. Be consistent so you can see how well you're doing. But at the same time, be aware of the words you're using to be found, like SEO. I know a lot of dudes be like, yo, I put Drake, I put Kendrick Lamar. But now, if I'm looking for Drake and Kendrick Lamar and I see you, I don't know you. I'm not invested in you. So how's that going to work? Versus a general statement, yo, new rapper. There's no face to that name. It's a general new rapper or new artist. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yo, okay, yo, who's this new artist? An example is Colors in Studios. Like,
I love Colors.
You know what I mean? I'm very open to Hispanic, whatever language, other country, because I don't have expectation. The only expectation I have is to see something new. So it's just like right now I'm at a point where I'm just using a search engine and just like, and I got a VA, right now.
Of course.
And that's the one thing they don't tell you about. Use a VA. They always tell you, yo, work hard. Use Facebook ads, Instagram ads, da 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 da. But they don't tell you, hey, don't burn yourself out. Hire somebody, because guess what? There's always somebody that's going to be better than you, because
that's facts.
You know, that whole jack of all trade but master of none. There's somebody who's a master SEO. Now I know you're going to be like, yo, I got a budget, Yo, when the time comes, I'm going to be telling y'all, plugging y'all some websites where you can find the right people. And hell, if you ain't got the budget, yo, put that little $2 and $5 and try. Because you know how many times people told me, yo, put $5 a day or $2 a week. Well, I mean, $5 a week, $2 a day. Try. I said, yeah. 1 month went by, 2 months, et cetera. It's a year. Bro, I dropped a song, Rihanna, the song Gotham we did.
Yeah, I remember
that song. It's been over a year and 3 months. And then after that, I dropped a video maybe 6 months after.
Yeah, and about 7 months.
Close. 7 months, yeah, 7 months, yeah, 7 months after. And we recently just looked at my, you know, my channel, mm-hmm. you know, Samurai Blades. S-A-M-R-A-I, not the word samurai, it's samurai. Anyways, that's besides the point. That's a little plug. Shameless. Don't care. I want y'all to see my progress. That's the point of this podcast, to voice ourselves and see the do's and the don'ts. I know whoever's listening to this and got this far, yo, just watch my channel, the do's and the don'ts. We'll probably put it in the show notes so you can see the link. But I've learned more by doing than by figuring stuff out via YouTube. And I'd be like times two the speed, because I'm like, yo, get to the point. Like, I'm dragging it right now, so let me get to the point. I found that using long-term keywords like, hey, artists that use popular remix to songs would get more of a search volume than me just putting rapper up and coming. You got no way in hell to beat DaBaby, Lil Baby, Birdman, Autumn. Like, you're not going to compete with Future and Autumn because they own new artists. Rappers, because they don't want you to see new artists rappers, because guess what, the label put money into these, and what they looking for, a return.
Of course.
So that's my long rant. That's why I'm not doing the
Spotify.
Yeah, I'm not doing all these other music distribution yet, because I'd rather y'all mess with me, and hopefully, you know, I have a Patreon, and I want y'all to see my hero's journey and watch me grow. And maybe you're prone to support. You feel me? Because my goal is to have the richest fans in the world. And maybe one day I'll speak on that and get into more detail later on in the episode. Hopefully I remember. But my goal is to have the richest fans. Period.
Yeah. I mean, a wise man once said, in order for one to succeed, first you must learn how to fail. And I believe that. And at first,
that's the fear that stopped me too. The exactly. fear that's what it took, like a year and a half for me to drop another one. I've been consistent for like 2 months now, dropping stuff.
And then it shouldn't be like that, bro. It's just too much that plays a part into it and making us feel like, yo, we can accomplish something, or damn, I'm too scared to be seen, or I'm too scared to be judged. Like, no, like,
and that's part of the burnout, and that's what's gonna make you quit.
Yeah,
that
little, you have to,
thousands of a penny, and then you're not getting return, and you're not getting no love.
You have to go into it like with a kid mentality, where it's like, yo, not only you're not even gonna think about the failures, even though you probably will fail at certain points. You wouldn't even think about that. You're gonna think about creating. You're gonna think about, yo, how can I make this better? You're gonna be interested. You're gonna be doing like exploring, not just within your art or whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But you're gonna be exploring. We're like, yo, you know what? And the simplest thing, you know what? Let me take a different way home today. I don't want to take the same place.
Right.
You took a different, oh wow, never, yo, this wasn't right here?
Yeah.
I live here? Mm-hmm. You know how many times, bro, like we live in Florida, bro. You know how many times we pass a place, you're like, yo, this place been here?
And we lived there for years.
And we lived here for years, bro.
But
and
we take the same route. Like, yo,
same route.
If the roads was made out of sand, we'd have a deep ass hole.
Boom.
Because we do the same route.
Our tires will like be like perfectly matched with the road, because like it's like same route, same lane. Because I know I'm about to turn here, so I get in the lane.
Always stay in that middle lane, that right lane, where I'm about to turn.
Come on, man.
You'd be so surprised, hi. You're so autonomous when you do the same thing over and over and over.
I love that word, by the way.
Yeah, bro. So try to not be autonomous with your thoughts and actions. The only time you need to be autonomous with actions is when you're trying to do something, because I feel like the hardest part for me is, yo, I could go to work every day. I could do the same route every day. I could be dead tired. It's because I do it. I've been doing it for a year straight. But this music video, the social media, Not once have I done it for a year straight. It's like working out. Everybody want to work out and stay in shape and look good, but it's friction. There's friction involved. You know, just remember the first time you ever did something like ride a bike, played your first song,
thanks,
wrote your first song or edit whatever. Yo, the process of actually getting it started or troubleshooting, because you know you might look at a tutorial, they say, "Yo, click this, this, and that." That's my biggest pet peeve, by the way. And then I did this, this, and that, and it's not sounding or it's not coming out the way the tutorial is. That friction right there is gonna discourage you. So this is the moral of the day. Try to overcome the friction or find an easier route to get things done, because friction causes you to be discouraged, and it discouraged me for years now. That's why I haven't been in a state that I'm at. I'm not even regretting. I'm like, man, I wish I could go back. It's done. I'm in the present so I could change the future. So let's try to break through this friction. Let's try to find an easier way to slide through things to get shit done. And then I feel like hopefully you and I, Eris, can become, you know, accomplished. Because right now we barely got people hearing this, but hopefully you'll have a trickle effect and people start messing with us. Once again, it's going to be in the show notes, both our links. Watch us. See the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, there's certain things where we're going to do and you're going to be like, oh, wow, okay, I see how they did that. I know how I could improve on that.
Yeah, communicate with us. I don't mind responding. I really don't care to give the information, bro.
Like it's there's nothing wrong with growing with your fans. There's nothing wrong with growing with a support group. There's nothing wrong with communicating through social media and actually being social and not just using that as a place to lynch and hurt people and just bring negativity. Like, yo, let's use it for what it's meant for. Positivity. You feel me? Let's grow. Like you were saying, yo, you, oh wow, he did this and that. Oh man, you know, if he did da da da, he would have worked better, right? Oh wow, we're gonna try that next time. There's nothing
exactly.
wrong with that.
Exactly. There's always a next time. You know, we forget that. It don't have to be perfect. There's always a next time. And it kind of plays back to the last podcast of like, yo, are you allowed to make mistakes and learn from it? As long as you can grow.
Right.
Hey, it's the Tory thing all over again.
Everybody will tell you be yourself, but when you be yourself, they don't like you when you're being yourself.
You're only good when you're popular.
Exactly.
Like, nobody was messing with Tyler, the Creator, until he created his own niche platform. So,
I also want to say this. That's not really on topic, but still is. Free rap music, man. Free hip-hop. I'm going to make a shirt that says free hip-hop. And free rap music, or just rather free music, that? Because man, I just feel like this is the way it's going right now. People are just making it seem like it's.
Are you trying to rant like them old people? Like, what's up? Well, why are you saying that? Because you know them niggas that be like, exactly, hip hop is not the same.
No. It's not even on that. It's not even on the artist. I'm not even speaking of the artist. I'm talking about the industry itself.
Yeah, that's what they usually talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. No, well, free rap. Mm-hmm. Yo, like the contracts was, bro.
Hey.
You get what I'm saying? Get granted, yeah, the artist made that decision. Cool, yeah, to sign. But it's like, yo.
But can the people make the difference, though? Because remember, they got the plug to connect to the people. Of course, bro. How can they play a part? Is it like voting right now?
Listen.
I'm listening.
If I said to you, boom, if Kevin Hart was to say, right, hey, I'm not dealing with anybody in Hollywood. I'm buying me a little phone, a big phone. Mm-hmm. Somewhere far away. It's gonna be my production place. I'm gonna have my own media where I'm gonna push my own stuff. And this, and you think Kevin Hart wouldn't get support? Of course he would. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it's the people who have the power.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the industry got the money, so they could push you anything.
And the plugs.
And the plugs, yeah, of course.
So how do we create our own plugs? It's through the people.
Through the people. Because guess what?
This is like some all these people.
Watch this, right?
Go ahead.
Watch this. Let's keep the industry and everything how it is, right? Cut the people out. Boom. There's no people. How they eating?
True.
How you eating?
A whale can't eat without minnows or them little, whatever they eat.
You're not going to eat. You need people to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
True.
You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not even about a
process, but you know, yeah, once again, going back to betting long.
Well, exactly. Of course it's a process. But see that, and that's the mentality that we have, right? The microwave, like, you get what I'm saying?
I need it
exactly.
Now.
And people be like, oh man, you know, CJ ain't done. How are we gonna do that? Start.
Yeah.
That's it. Cause guess what? You spend the rest of your life, right? Let's just say there's 100 steps in order for us to even have a platform where it's like, yo, it's not biased. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You could actually be creative. You get your royalties. You get everything. You feel me? And you're good. You're living life. You're getting paid everything. And you don't feel like you're a slave. Let's say there's 100 steps to take to get to that, right? Guess what? You could spend 80 years of your life and you got to half a step.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't even go the full step. You go half a step. And that's 80 years. If the next artist after you said, yo, I'm picking up that baton, boom, he made it to one step 40 years later. That's progress.
I see where you're going with it.
What did Nipsey say?
It's a
marathon.
It's a marathon. My fault. Shout out. Rest in peace.
It's a marathon. And I think once we lose that short term like mentality, cause guess what, there's people that died for me and you to be here, to be free, to be able to drink from the same fountain.
That's true.
There's people that got bit by dogs. There's people that got hosed down. People are like, oh, hosed down ain't nothing. Bro, you ever been in a shower and you turn on that water a little too fast and that bit hit you in the eye? That bit hurt. You ever got power pressured?
Yeah.
You ever feel it with a pressure cleaner?
Yeah.
That shit don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that used to get hit with
the big hoses.
Big hoses and then like
getting bit by dogs.
Come on, man.
Times. Not for you.
They had balls, bro. They wasn't like, yo, it's hard to change. I'm not gonna do what am I gonna do? No. It's like, yo, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say about this. Once you're willing to die for this, you're willing to die for what's right. And then you got people behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Change happens. And you can't let nobody insert. You can't let no negative or anybody with a side plan trying to derail you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're about the mission, be about the mission. You get what I'm saying? Ain't nothing worse when a hero turns to a villain. Know who you are.
It's like a good girl turned bad.
Come on now. Know who you are. Like, so, if you're really about this, be about it.
All right, y'all. So I hope y'all learned the lesson. Like I said, just follow us. You want to link your IG? Do you even use it? I don't even use it.
Man, I don't even use it, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. It's Eris Black. You know what? I'm going to give it to you the next one because I don't even remember. That's how bad I don't use it. I really need to start to.
If anything, we'll put it in the show notes, but right now I'm focused on YouTube. So y'all follow me as Samurai Blade. SAMRAI Blade. That's the YouTube channel. Just look it up.
I'm gonna plug my ass up because you made me feel. You made me feel a little soft now.
Hey, you know, I'm not doing IG. I'm just doing the YouTube.
Hey, you made me feel a little. You feel me? It's Eris Black. Underscore. So Aris underscore Black, but it's spelled BLAK. Feel me? So, yeah.
So remember, peek the lessons that we said. Take notes, live by action. LBA, that's why we made this. So, live by action.
Live
See
by
y'all
action,
next
though.
Time. Hey, please catch review us, subscribe us. Subscribe to us. Give us a review.
They get it, man.
Let's try to rank up.
It's authenticity.
You're
at its finest.
We are.